Tonight is about each other. Tonight is about relentless football. And anything about to touch the football, they get knocked out tonight. Let's do what we do best on three. One, two, three.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to a brand new edition of The Call. It's the off season for the Ravens, but it's the biggest weekend for the NFL going on right now. Joining me, as always, via Skype, we got my buddy Josh. What's going on, man?
Hey, Brandon. Hello, Ravens faithful. It's really uncharted territory for us, man. We're actually reporting in the off season, which is a little weird, given that we haven't been in the playoffs this year.
I know. I mean, the call starts up last season. We go all the way to the Super Bowl. We win it. We come back here. We're not in the playoffs. Our podcasting season is cut short, but big news today. I figured that we at least got to come back. We got to talk about this. The Ravens, they've signed a new offensive coordinator. He's from the Houston Texans, and we've got Gary Kubiak as the new offensive coordinator for the Ravens. Josh, what are your thoughts on this guy?
Thoughts on this guy? It's a great hire by the Ravens organization as a whole. There was names out there, and even Harbaugh. I got to watch the press conference live. You know how the Ravens play it. Close to the chest, they keep them guessing, and Harbaugh even said all the names out there, Kubiak's name wasn't even close. It kind of came in the forefront today. We all know that they were interviewing Kyle Shanahan, not Mike Shanahan. It's son Kyle. And he was emerging as the favorite. We've had a few others, and because we all knew Jim Caldwell took the Lions job. So we needed that, you know, offensive genius mind, a coordinator to come in and revamp the offense for us. And the Ravens actually played it well. They didn't really let it leak. And then all of a sudden there was reports that Gary Kubiak was, you know, seen in Baltimore today. And then as it got closer, you know, Adam Schefter and ESPN reported that Kubiak was our next offensive coordinator. And then when I got to watch the press conference, I seen the enthusiasm. I seen he is ready for a fresh start. And I really like the hire because of where he came from. He had the great weapons in Houston. He was a successful head coach. And actually, Kubiak was actually asked during the press conference by the media, you know, going from a head coach to a coordinator, how can you, obviously because of the decision making is different, how can you use your head coach experience to bring to the table for a coordinator? And he actually joked and said, obviously, he knows what Harbaugh goes through on a daily basis, but he actually said that, you know, it kind of brings us a whole because you've been at the top, you know what it takes, and with the head coach, you're focusing on a lot of things, where here, he gets to focus on one area. So all of your expertise is focused just on the offense and making it better, and he thinks he can provide that. And dude, I'm tickled to death, man. I really like the hire. I didn't expect it. I thought Kyle Shanahan was going to take the cake on the offensive coordinator job. So really, I'm very happy and pleased with where the Ravens are going. And they actually brought along with him one of his staff members from Houston, who was on the Broncos offense too back in the day, was Rick Dennison. Rick Dennison is the quarterback's coach. And not only did we get the offensive coordinator, but now we got a quarterback's coach. It was kind of like a two-for-one deal in the same day, which is very exciting considering how our offense was played last year. And believe it or not, Brandon, I did some research. Both of these men have been on top five offensive staffs in the NFL. So when you hire two guys the same time come from top five offensive schemes and offensive teams, it really makes you smile, the given that where we were last year.
Yeah, you know, this past season really was an eye-opener, especially for the Ravens offense. Joe really was given the lead here, and we weren't really excited with what Jim Caldwell had to do. Of course, we don't want to go back to those Cam Cameron days where everyone was kind of ticked off. Now, there's still some coaching positions that are open on the offense, but obviously, at least during the offseason last year, the offseason this year particularly, the Ravens seem to be they want to be a team that wants to be very confident in the offense, and they want to be an offensive team. for the longest time, I mean, we've talked about this in past shows as well, the Ravens have been known as a defensive team. I mean, that's what everybody says won the first Super Bowl, was being a defensive team. So with this spotlight now being put on the offense, you know that John Harbaugh really wants to make this more of an offensive-minded team. Obviously, Jim Caldwell wasn't getting that done, but luckily enough, he took a job with the Detroit Lions. What does this mean with bringing in two guys from the Houston Texans? Now, the Texans are a team that we obviously know a lot about. The Ravens face the Houston Texans pretty regularly. I mean, we see them a lot. So was the fact that we're kind of familiar with them, do you think that made them a little bit easier to decide to go with these two guys to be the new offensive coordinator and QB coach?
I think it really did, because Harbaugh talks on this in the press conference too. Obviously, they're familiar with how they run their offense. They're familiar with each other. They played each other, I think, in the regular season for the last two or three seasons. They met in the playoffs to at least twice, I believe. So and then especially our Super Bowl. They didn't meet on our Super Bowl run, but obviously the year prior, we played them in the divisional round of the playoffs at home. So I think that there's familiarity there, and there also is because we have several of their players, Jacoby Jones, Vontae Leach, and actually it's funny how the media likes to spin things. Obviously, I consider ourselves part of the media, obviously, because we're putting our voice out there on the airwaves and our opinions. But it's funny because I read into something that a report that said Jacoby and Gary didn't get along, and it kind of that's why Jacoby got out of Houston and went to Baltimore. And then it's funny because, like, I actually, you know, almost like want to apologize for that, because I kind of like said that to a friend of mine. I was like, well, I heard that they didn't get along. So, and then watching the press conference today, Gary actually said that he was kind of like a mentor to Jacoby and like a father like figure, and saying that, and Harbaugh even was vocal in saying that Jacoby and both Vontae Leach actually lobbied to go look into Gary and Dennison respectively. So it was kind of – it's funny how you just can't believe everything you hear, but I think it played a big part with familiarity, and we have their players, or their former players, I should say. And I think it's going to be great. I mean, with Jacoby – again, and I've said this offseason, I don't know what's going to happen this offseason with our players, but I don't know what Jacoby Jones is going to ask for. He says he wants to be a Raven, but it's a business. If you think of how Jacoby Jones, other than I think the two biggest catches were in the Super Bowl, well, not only the Mile High Miracle, but in the Super Bowl, then he had the big play against Ed Reed and the Jets this past year. He hasn't really had many big receiving plays, so it's going to be interesting to see if he's retained, how he fits under QBX scheme and system, because he knows how to utilize them. But I see Jacoby Jones as a special teamer. He's a wide receiver, so I don't know how it's going to play out offensively, but I think with regards to what your question is and how we can get that put out there, is I think the familiarity there is – I think it's going to be a good fit for us. I think that it's going to be a breath of fresh air, and I don't know how many times I heard the word physical in the press conference today. I started writing them down, and then I actually lost track, because all three coaches, not only John Harbaugh but new coach Dennison and Kubiak, all three were saying physical. We want to be a physical offense. That's the first thing he walks into a meeting room. He goes, whether it's blocking, whether it's running, whether it's passing, he goes, we're all going to be a physical offense. And that's what it's about, being playing like a Raven, being very physical, especially on defense. I think, and I've said this all year long in our shows all along the year, is I don't think the offense is very physical. They've been very timid. They were kind of – it was like you can feel the anxiousness, like they wanted to take the next step, but they weren't – there was no motivation. There was no physical – I mean, they were getting beat on the line over and over and over again physically. And I think with this, you're going to see – I think you're going to see a new swagger on the Baltimore Ravens offense.
That's what I really hope for, and I was with you. I was hearing the same reports. Jacoby Jones didn't get along with him, that they weren't friends, and that he kind of was that's the reason why Jacoby Jones left and went to the Ravens. But then in this press conference, he's like, I don't want to say for Jacoby, but I feel like he was a son to me. I don't know if I was a father figure to him. So I'm interested to see what happens. Of course, I'm a big fan of Jacoby Jones. I'd love for him to stay and be a part of this team. But really, it'll be very interesting to see what happens throughout this offseason. Because if we don't see Jacoby Jones come back, I mean, yes, he did say, I'll stay with the Ravens forever. I want to retire a Raven. But if he doesn't come back, it'll be interesting to see if it's because of this new offensive coordinator pickup. Now, again, I mean, you know, Harbaugh and everybody said that, oh, Vontae and Jacoby Caldon said, check this guy out. You should go for him. So you really don't know who you can believe at this point. But hopefully Jacoby Jones stays. I'd like to see them stay. I'm excited about this new chapter for the offense because if we are going to go away from being a defensive team, I think at least for the most part of last season, I feel as if the defense was able to step up. A few players look like they missed a step or two. I mean, we can talk about this later, but I mean, like,
right.
It looked like Terrell Suggs had kind of like slowed down a bit. It looked like Elvis Dumervil really didn't have what he had before in Denver. But I feel as if a lot of guys, James Ahedibo, I mean, had a great season. I feel like the defense was able to step up when they had to this past season. And the offense really, it didn't know what it was. I mean, we always kind of talked about that Ray Rice was hurt. There was no running game. Dennis Pittle wasn't there. So there was nobody that Joe really trusted to throw to. Marlon Brown stepped up. But really, I mean, he was a rookie. There was only so much he could do. So I'm excited to see this new chapter because obviously Jim Caldwell wasn't getting it done. He wasn't working with this offense correctly. And bringing him in and bringing in a new quarterback coach, I think, is going to kind of refresh the team. I'm excited to see what they bring to the table. I think Harbaugh has got – I think he's he expects the best from everybody. I mean – if you're a wrestling fan out there, you know a lot of people say how Vince McMahon is such that he's just this great businessman, and he expects you to work just as hard as he's working. I think Harbaugh is the same way. I think Harbaugh works hard, and he expects everyone around him to work just as hard. So, if this offensive coordinator, new QB coach, can keep up with the Harbaugh, I think this is a great pickup for the Ravens. I think this is going to have an all-star offensive line, offensive coaching staff. So, I'm really excited to see what happens. And I guess preseason in August can't come soon enough.
I mean, we wish it away. I mean, I know it's freezing cold in the Baltimore region, all up there down the East Coast, or even the whole country for that matter. But you're right, wishing the summer away. But you're right, August can't come soon enough. I mean, it's going to be already February around the corner before you know it. It is going to be training camp time, and we'll be firing it back up. But before we get to that, I want to say one thing. One word for you, identity. I think what it comes down to is last year, it was kind of like a joke when the Ravens, they always put something out in the beginning of the year. One year it's play like a Raven, one was win, one's important now. And they always put out these mantras and these slogans and these, I really love that. And last year is here we are. But I was always joking on the shows because after some of these games, I'm always like, who are we? It's not here we are, it's who are we? And I think with this, not only the offensive coordinator, but the quarterback's coach and whatever other pieces they add, it's about identity because we all know what the defense is about. You're right. At the end of the year, they clicked. They found their footing, and they had some great games. There were some incredible games, and then just at the end, they just lost it all on the last two, three games of the season. But to get back to that, it comes down to one word, identity. What is this offense going to be? I think it's going to be a – and I heard this today too a couple times, run first offense. Run the setup, the play, action, pass. And I've heard that maybe two or three times today out of Gary Kubiak, not only Jaron Harbaugh's mouth, but even Dennison echoed that. You have to run the football effectively, and you see that. The pro teams that actually do well, especially with a play-action pass, is running the football. Ray Rice, I don't know if it was just a combination of he was hurt or the offensive line couldn't block or it was just a bad year altogether. Maybe we'll get to see what happens, but if we're going to go anywhere, I think what QBS got to get down to is let's look at offensive line, how we can get better there. How can we have Ray Rice run more efficiently? Can we? And I like to see Vontae Leach come back again for another year and have them use him even more, which I was very disappointed to see last year where they re-signed him and didn't even really use him at all. I don't think he played 20 plays all year, and that's just ridiculous. So, again, identity. I think that's going to be basically the main focus in the offseason this year.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, instead of we the people, it'll be we the Ravens that are that we'll see on plastic cups and on banners come August. But anyway, I mean, we talked about it a little bit at the beginning of the show. It's finally Super Bowl week. It's the biggest weekend for the NFL. Let's just see, Josh, what's your pick for the Super Bowl? Are you going to go Seattle or are you going to go Denver?
I'm actually going to go against Peyton. If I was actually a betting man, which I am, but I would go for the Broncos all the way for money's sake. But I'm going to pick the Seattle Seahawks. And there's a couple reasons why, some personal and then some actually logical. The personal is I've always liked Pete Carroll as a coach. I think he's a coach's coach. He's a player's coach. He's just a great ball coach all around. And just hard to say about John Fox because he's got Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning's basically his own ball coach. I mean, he's always out there yelling Omaha, you know, pointing fingers. He orchestrates the offense. It's, you know, I think, you know, anybody could have coached the Broncos. I mean, I could probably done it. So it's just, that's why I'm saying it's, I think that what Pete Carroll done, he's taken a rookie quarterback last year to the playoffs in his second year. And I hate to say it, but just like Ben Roethlisberger of the Steelers, he's reached the Super Bowl in his second year. So I like to see the young kids succeed. Marshawn Lynch is a beast, but what it comes down to is physical. I think what it comes down to is Seattle is more physical than Denver is. Denver's a finesse, and Denver, I think they might lose because of that. I think it defenses win championships, and you look at the run since the Ravens won it in 2000 for their first title, because the Rams won it 99 the year before, and they were a great show on turf. They actually lost in 2001 to the Patriots. So I look at it this way. I don't think any of the top-ranked offenses, even in the top half of the league, statistical-wise, in the beginning or the end of this football season, I don't think they even sniffed the Super Bowl trophy. It's all been defense. Our Super Bowl win in 2000 was defense. The Buccaneers against the, you know, the Raiders, it was all defense. The Giants, two Super Bowl wins over the Patriots, they held on the defense. They held the Patriots to 14 points in the Super Bowl. I mean, come on, they were undefeated till then. That was the best statistical season anybody can have. They scored the most points. Brady had the record. Manning broke it this year, but Brady had the record. Randy Moss had the reception or touchdown receptions record. So it was a big year, and they got toppled. So not only, and then obviously it was the defensive stand on fourth down or a four down standing with the Ravens last year that won it. If you look at the Super Bowls, it's been defense. And I can't say it enough. The only thing what might not happen is I don't think Seattle can have the fireworks or the offensive power to keep up with Denver's offense. So it's really half going to be, can Seattle's defense shut down Peyton Manning and get to him? Because I think if they hit these receivers and throw them off and get to Peyton Manning in this, I think they're going to be hurting. So that's just my take on Super Bowl. It's my nuts and bolts about it. I mean, I think it's going to be a great Super Bowl. I hope it's not a blowout. I think Denver's really going to win in my gut, but my heart. I think birds of a feather flock together, and I'm rooting for Seattle all the way.
Yeah, I'm kind of going for Seattle as well. I agree with everything you've said there. Just on a personal level, I respect Peyton Manning. You can't take anything away from the guy. He is a great football player, but I'm not a big fan of Peyton Manning. He annoys me with all his commercials and everything like that.
I'm the same way, man.
But I respect what he's done for football. I understand he's a great football player. I'll never take that away from him. But yeah, I'm going to go for Seattle. And one of the big reasons I'm going for Seattle is because of Peyton Manning and where the game's being played. I mean, it's being played in New Jersey. We're in Baltimore right now, and it's supposed to get frigid Tuesday. I mean, it's supposed to get down to single digits again as a low. I still stand by the fact that Peyton Manning, if it's night and it's cold, he doesn't play well. He doesn't play up to that Peyton Manning standard. So I firmly believe whether it's snowing or not, if it's cold in New Jersey on a Sunday night, which I feel it's going to be, it's going to affect Peyton Manning. And Seattle, I mean, they're kind of used to the rain and stuff like that, so they're a little bit used to playing out in the weather. But I think those years in Indy, you know, being in a dome have really affected how the guy plays. You got to know how to play in the elements. And whether he wants to admit it or not, I personally, I just feel like Peyton Manning can't play in cold weather.
everybody's got that assessment. It's really weird. And even for the AFC Championship game in Denver, it was in the 60s or close to 60. So it wasn't like it was cold then. So, and you're right, it's going to be a big factor. I really can't wait to see how it plays out. We're going to enjoy the final game of the NFL season, and then we're going to be cranking it up back in August. And then obviously we'll be enjoying some O's and boos between then at the yard. But even before we get to that, I think it's just going to be a great offseason for the Ravens. I really can't wait till the draft, till any free agent moves that come out. I'm just really excited to see. And I even told my best friend this the other day. As crazy as this sounds, but I have logic behind it. I love the Ravens. I love their seasons. I love watching the games, going to the games. But I told my buddy, I said, you know what, though? I'm almost as excited, if not more, in the offseason. He looked at me puzzled. And I said, and he goes, why, Josh? I said, well, here's why. Because we have a top 20 franchise, not in the NFL, but in all of major sports, we're a top 20 franchise. We have 2 Super Bowl titles. In 17 years, we have Hall of Famers. I said, what we do best is build our team. We get to watch a business run itself, and we watch Ozzy and Eric DaCosta scout, and we watch everybody else from Bisciotti on down to Harbaugh and all the way through the coaching staff. They build this team, and we get to watch another championship team build. You know, we had 5 straight years in the playoffs. We had a Super Bowl run, 3 AFC titles. Now it's turning the page. New offensive coordinator. We get to start again, and that gets me excited because I get to go, what players are we evaluating? What trades are we going to make? Are we going to trade any picks? Are we going to let players go? Are we going to restructure contracts? It's great to see that, and I know it takes a long process because it doesn't play out till April, May, or June, but we get to look forward to that. So it's really not just the final game and then, oh, we're bye-bye till August. There's always something going on. Obviously, me and you'll be covering the draft. We'll be covering any breaking news that happens along the Ravens. But it's just, to me, it just gets you involved, and you get to see a team built from the ground up and replace itself over and over again every year. And that, my friend, is why I look forward to the offseason a lot. And really, if you're a diehard fan, which everybody claims to be, they are. But I just love diving in and watching what they do.
Well, that's pretty cool, man. I mean, it's the business side. So you're into all sides.
That's right.
You're a fan. You're a businessman. I mean, maybe one day you'll be on the field as a player. Who knows?
Hey, who knows, right?
Exactly. So that's pretty much it. Did we cover everything for this quick off-season? Did we miss anything, I should say, for this off-season?
Did we miss anything? Before we get to our sign-off, the only thing I didn't want to miss, I didn't really want to cover it because it's the Pro Bowl and whatnot. But obviously this year they had a twist. They drafted teams. Deion Sanders and Jerry Rice. I just want to say as a whole, I'm not going to go through the highlights of what happens. Ravens really didn't do anything. I know Suggs racked like 4 or 5 tackles. Tucker missed the field goal. But I just want to say congratulations to the Ravens who did make it. Justin Tucker, I heard, was just a hoot with the fans and the media. I mean, he was putting out videos. He's just Justin Tucker, I love the kid. I'm really happy he's a Raven, and he's going to be a Raven for years to come, I think, just like Stover was. And Charles Suggs, class act, love the guy, Ball So Hard University. I really hope that we can get the contract extension worked out as a long-term deal so he can stay Raven forever, just like Ray Lewis. Hate to see him go. But again, just want to extend to the congratulations to our players who made it. I knew Marchionda was a reserve alternate out there, so I think it shows that, you know, even though we've had a bad year, there's still some good things to report on, and I really can't wait to play itself out. So I just wanted to get that out there, and now we definitely have not a chance.
All right, yeah, that's a good idea bringing up Tucker and Suggs at the Pro Bowl. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of the Pro Bowl. The new way they're doing this, it kind of takes they kind of took a page out of the NHL's book, because that's what they've done for the All-Star game the last couple of years. But any football is good football. I don't care, you know, if they're putting in 100% or not. It's always fun to watch football on TV. But
that's right.
Anyway, so if that's it for the show, if you want to talk to Josh or I, you can talk to us on Twitter. Follow me at Brando Cash. Josh, where can people follow you?
They can always follow me at Italian GQ52.
Make sure you go over to Facebook, like us over there, facebook.com/thecallpodcast. Also like the Brando Cash Network, facebook.com/BrandoCash. We are available on iTunes, Stitcher, thecall.brandocash.com as well. So we are available on all platforms. Make sure you be social with the show. Let people know you're a Ravens fan. They should listen to The Call just because you do as well, because the show is done completely for free. So help us out a little bit. So let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Vine and Instagram and Reddit and wherever you're social on the web, let people know about the call. So that's pretty much it for the show. New offensive coordinator, new QB coach, but Josh, you're going to take us out the way you always do.
I always will, no matter if it's off-season, postseason, regular season, or preseason. We're going to do it right here at the call. Brandon, thanks a lot for hosting. It's been great, great season. We're going to bring it to a close. And, you know, good luck to the Super Bowl teams this weekend in New York. It's going to be a great game. Can't wait to get it done. We know what it's like for you guys. We did it last year. But this off-season, we're going to look forward to more pieces being added. So let's go Baltimore Ravens fly high this off-season.
This has been a production of the Brando Cash Network. Music mixed and produced by DJ Wolfman.